On the show today, we have Florist Federal Credit Union's new president and CEO, Cisco Malpartida Smith, talking about smaller credit union challenges in today's financial services arena. So check it out. The reason why we're talking to you today is you are now the new president and CEO of the Florist Federal Credit Union, and congratulations on that. And how does it feel, first of all? I mean, congrats on the new position.
Well, thank you. No, it's I'm thrilled. I'm very excited. This is a kind of a dream come true for me. I've been in the credit union space basically for my career, and,
oh, really?
And started at BECU in Seattle.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And was at GTE Financial in Tampa before that.
Wow, two biggies. Nice.
And before that, I was even starting a credit union for my university. So,
were you? Wow.
Yeah. So this is kind of a, this is almost as small as it gets. I know that there are some credit unions that are wee little, but this is a little credit union, but it has incredible potential. And as the name implies, the Florist Federal Credit Union, we're the only credit union that serves the entire floral industry, from everything from growers, producers, distributors, wow, suppliers, mom and pop retail shops, wow, in every town in America, through their employees, through their family members. We're the only ones, I guess, that remain that can serve this group. And so it's kind of our niche, and we have a lot of, we're really excited. So
I was going to ask you about, you know, who you guys serve, and there it is. I mean, and there's a lot, it's not regional, it's a nationwide
yes,
group, right?
Yeah. So technically we're serving the associations for all of those different entities. But we're talking about a $40 billion industry. And so this is a little different. Yeah. So it's a little different than, say, a lot of credit unions that serve like a ticker company, and they really can max out at that capacity of that company. We're talking about an entire industry. And so it's like saying all doctors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really exciting. We have a great team here. It's a little bitty credit union, but we have a lot of potential.
Yeah, according to NCUA site, it's 8 million in assets right now. But I mean, this could easily be 80 million or 800 million, because it sounds like the potential is certainly there. So no wonder you made the move to there. So, sounds like sky's the limit for you guys.
Yes, already I'm just having a lot of fun. I mean, the work every day is very, we're still fundamentally trying to solve the same problems that every credit union is.
Right.
And we're just doing it, I guess, with less resources. But that's how I like it, you know, scrappy.
Right on. Oh, I like that. Okay, that kind of leads me to my next question is, I mean, you guys are a smaller credit union, and we all know the challenges that that go with being a small credit union as opposed to like the billion-dollar credit unions that you came from. What are some of the differences there? I mean, obviously resources is a big one. Are there any other differences that that you can share with us?
Sure. Well,
operations-wise?
When I was at BECU, we had at the time 1,000 employees.
Goodness.
Now they have something like 1,500 employees. At GTE, we were a 500 employee
mm-hmm.
shop.
Mm-hmm.
I make the fourth employee.
Congratulations. That's a bit of a change.
Yeah, and so you're really doing the same things, but like one moment you're sort of acting as CFO or CLO. I haven't actually been here long enough to deal with regulators yet, so we'll get to that.
But, that'll be coming.
Yeah, ask me after an exam, so I'll see how that goes. But they are actually very efficient here, and they're doing it. They're making it happen.
You have to, yeah.
And if you looked at our financials, I've compared us to a lot of small credit unions, sort of analyzing. Extremely healthy, almost 15% capital ratio. Good delinquency charge off. Mm-hmm. Good loan balance portfolio. We're just small, and so what we need is we need to be engaging in terms of. So we serve anyone in the U.S.
Right.
That's a part of the industry. We happen to be located in Roswell, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the intergalactic center of the universe.
I was going to say, but I bit my lip on that one. So,
but everyone's heard of it. It's not like we're in some unknown, you know, North Dakota city. This is a well-known city. But it's small. It's 50,000 people here, and we only have 30 members here because basically that caps out at the few floral shops that are here.
Right, right.
And we have a full functioning teller line, so that's kind of a interesting when most of our members are in other states. Actually, our board, not a single board member is in the state of New Mexico.
What? Wow.
So when we have board meetings, we're doing it virtually. So we just happen to be located here. The story is about 43 years ago, the manager of the credit union was a florist or husband was one, and, mm-hmm. and they decided they wanted to live in Roswell. So they moved the credit union from Texas to Roswell, and it's just been here ever since.
Right, right.
So yeah, our biggest challenges are the same as a lot of other credit unions in terms of technology and really connecting with new members and sort of communicating the value proposition and differentiation that we can provide. And we do have things that are unique and very value added. If you know, but it's challenging. And,
yeah, I could imagine. You know,
again, with a staff of what was before only three, now four, we're going to have to partner. We're going to have to leverage other resources and organizations and really connect with our host sort of associations. So,
yeah. So, I mean, are you guys relying a lot since you're nationwide, but you're located in New Mexico? I assume you don't have any branches yet, but you're focusing or relying on digital a lot, I'm assuming, because there's a lot of credit unions out there that have very few branches that are nationwide as well, but they rely on the digital technology. Is this the path that you guys are taking, or you already are, I assume?
Well, so keep in mind, in my other two shops, we had like IT departments that might have been as small as 30 to 40 to 100 people.
Wow.
We were, you know, we could develop anything even in house. Here we don't have, you know, really that kind of, we don't have that. And so we're really having to think about how we can connect with our members using what's available in the marketplace. And actually, I would say, honest to God, when I've sort of done an analysis, our web, our online banking, we have a mobile app. It's not the most robust or sophisticated,
right.
But it's actually much more advanced than I would say even comparable 100 or 200
wow,
or 500
nice.
Million dollar credit unions
nice.
That we look at. So we've already had the mentality of thinking about how to connect with our members virtually. While we do have a teller branch here, it's not clearly we're never going to be able to connect with our membership, you know, using that format.
Right,
so we
right.
always had to think about it that way. So I think kind of in our genesis or the DNA, we've been thinking in those terms, but now I do have kind of a strong background in virtual and in growth and marketing.
Oh, cool.
And so
okay.
that's I'm really excited about where we can take it.
Yeah. Well, that leads me to my next question is like, my question is like, what issues or challenges are you experiencing to stay relevant? But I kind of want to change that to like, how do you get the word out about you guys since you cover the nation? How are you getting, and you say you have marketing and all that type of stuff background, how are you getting out there? And then how do you stay relevant? That's the other thing. That's the other side of the coin to it. Because it sounds like you guys have so much room to grow, it sounds like.
Sure. Well, I hate to say that there's some traditional ways. Right now, there's somewhere between 50 and 100 different associations. These are kind of like a comparable leagues for credit unions in each state. They have that for the floral industry.
Oh, they do? Okay.
And they have a national one in Washington, D.C., a society of florists.
Mm-hmm.
And they have boards of that are maybe small business owners and brokers of flowers or growers, and they're all a part of this sort of industry, and they have their resources and community kind of like the credit union industry
right.
does. So we've connected with a number of them. We actually were founded by the West Texas New Mexico Floral Association.
Okay.
That was the history of ours, and then there was another credit union another association called the Texas Florist Association, and they had a credit union. We at one point merged those two, so we became the only credit union for the floral industry, but there are lots of opportunities to connect with those groups. And I hate to say advertise, but I would say be engaged with them. And so just with the sheer challenge of having such a small staff, that basically we can never really leave this office other than maybe one person can go. We try to, in the past, have been physically in attendance at a lot of these annual conventions and meetings. And so that there will be some level of a business development plan to continue to do that and continue to invest there, because I think FaceTime is going to be really critical. There's still the same fundamental challenges of explaining what a federal credit union is and mm-hmm. what value it can add to mm-hmm. you as an individual or a small business. So we still have to sort of communicate and educate. But those are opportunities when they invite us to come and we can do a financial literacy program. Well, that's a great opportunity to engage maybe an audience of 20 or 30 people. And mm-hmm. So that's certainly one tactic. I don't mean to get into the whole strategy of how we do it, but there is just a lot of opportunity to be connected, maybe be on, serve on those boards and those in that community.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Cause I mean, this is an education for me as well. Because I had no idea of the potential that you guys, cause a lot of smaller credit unions, they're pretty satisfied with being small because they're serving just a very small group and that's their deal and they're successful at it. But you, on the other hand, wow, you guys have so much upside. So I'm thinking in my mind, gosh, how are they going to get the word out? You know, how can they really take advantage of that growth potential there? And also, my other thought is, what message are you giving these folks when you go and meet with them? What's the message that you guys are providing? Because that's a big one. Every time I go to a convention or a conference in the credit union industry, everyone's like, gosh, we got to tell people our message, our differentiator and all that. What are you telling folks?
Well, and that's a great question. And we're really going through that exercise now to really understand what is it that makes us special, different, value added.
Yeah.
I can tell you probably our most common product right now is a commercial auto loan. It's the idea of we're helping them get the floral van to do the deliveries.
Right.
And we have very competitive rates there. And we understand the cyclical nature of a floral, florist shop, that they'll have highs and like they can't talk to you during Valentine's Day.
I know.
Or Mother's Day, those sorts of things.
Right.
And then they have like these sort of stretches where they have to make it work. And so we almost have, and I think this is the beauty of credit unions, especially if they continue to have sort of niche markets that mm-hmm. they serve, is to really best understand what the needs of that market is.
Their business,
and best provide. So for example, if we were on a college campus and we didn't have a student loan product, we would be missing the boat. It's the same equivalent.
Right, right. Yeah. So you just hit the nail on the head. It's like, gosh, you know their business inside and out. So that's a really good connector right there. That's a nice little icebreaker when you're starting to meet people at these different league, so to speak, at these things. So
it's hard to qualify the service side.
Yeah.
This idea of when you call, we pick up the phone and we know who you are and we will do everything we can to make it work. So, I don't know how we can, I still haven't figured out yet the right way of succinctly communicating that in a sincere way that they understand that that's a big difference and that can have real impact on them. We will be their biggest advocate. Literally with only 920 members, we actually know them on a name by name basis.
Exactly.
And I that kind of blows my mind coming from, I think that's definitely certainly a strength right now, and we need to make sure that we retain that.
Indeed, indeed. So, what do you guys do? Being again a smaller credit union, where do you guys excel, and why? Because you mentioned before that you guys are super efficient. You know your members' names. Is there anything else? Are there any other areas that you guys excel, and then why?
Well, it's just the former CEO was retiring, and that's how I got this opportunity. He's agreed to stay on in the capacity of CFO, CLO, and his background is incredible in commercial and basically small business lending. And I'll be honest, being even from big shops, we weren't really always that great at that. we could do consumer pretty well, but when it came to business, we often struggled. And I will tell you, as a sort of I mean, scale is always important, but we are really good at it. We really get it. And that's a testament to him.
Yeah.
But for the foreseeable future, we're going to continue to excel in that.
And
I think also this idea of really understanding our industry. Having board members that are, we have one that was a major supplier, like the ribbons for the floor. You don't even really think about it, but yeah, there's guys out there that specialize in making sure they get the vases right. Well, I mean, they might sell hundreds of thousands of these vases. And so, well, what are, you know, they're representatives of their industry and they can help us better. Figure out how to serve them. So it's kind of interesting. I'm definitely still learning a lot.
I know, because you have to educate yourself in this industry to really know it well and to serve it well. So it totally makes sense. Because if you go to like a really large financial institution, whether it's a credit union or a bank or whatever, you know, they're not going to know what you know about the floral industry.
We got to talk their language.
Exactly. It's almost like your size is a benefit in this case, because you can really get into the weeds and stuff and really know how these folks operate. And I'm sure they appreciate that big time.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I was going to ask you like your long-term, short-term goals, but I think the one that keeps coming to my mind is like, are you guys like so motivated to grow, or are you guys pretty satisfied with where you are, or what's the mindset at your credit union as far as growth goes?
I'm glad you're asking that question, because that surprises me how few credit unions sort of feel the urgency and the need to. But when I interviewed with the board, I asked them what their strategy or what they consider to be success.
Yeah.
And they thought for a moment, and their first answer was, we have to grow. We have to grow. We can't survive. And that was the most satisfying answer for me to hear from them, that they recognize the importance of it. And as an $8 million credit union, honestly, that's not sustainable. And while we're making it work, it's only getting more complicated, more difficult, and the expectations of consumers are growing and growing. Mm-hmm. And frankly, we're sort of dying out, where our members are aging, and we're not filling in with new younger members. And that was sort of my specialty for my last two shops. Okay. I was the guy that tried to figure out how to engage what I call the young adult market. But here in the floral industry, it's a little different. But we do have actually schools that you get your PhD in horticulture and stuff. Yeah. So we can maybe even partner with institutions that sort of output. But the idea of us growing, there's no way. We can't stay at 8 million. Okay. And luckily, I've been handed the keys to, while it might be a small little car, it has all the gas we need. All, you know, it's well capitalized. We have a lot of potential.
Got some horsepower.
Yes, we maybe it's a little engine that could, but we will.
But it'll grow, that's for sure. Yes. All right, hey, to wrap up here, Cisco, because I know you got probably a lot on your plate. So what advice do you have for other smaller credit unions out there experiencing the challenges and even the opportunities to remain relevant in this highly competitive financial services arena?
I would probably say that it's incredibly important to challenge everything you're doing, and don't assume that change is not required. In order to survive, we must ensure that we're still staying relevant to our membership, and ensure that we're not only remaining relevant to those existing members, but to those, developing pipelines of new members coming into the credit union. For example, right now, one of the first things I experienced was I asked, okay, so now that I'm working here, I'd like to become an engaged member. Sign me up.
Yeah.
That experience was, let's just say, less than opportune, and it was funky. And so if that's the first impression of what we're hoping to grow and engage in new members, that's not the best experience. So we have to change the fundamentals, and that means questioning everything and improving on that so that we can be better. And so not sort of resting on any laurels. If it wasn't for those before me and Ken and the team, we wouldn't even have this credit union here today. But we do have a good credit union, but that doesn't mean we can't get better.
Right.
And I think a lot of credit unions, even mildly larger ones, a few $100 million credit unions, sort of sit there and they think, oh, because we have income coming in, that we're fine. Mm-hmm. Well, Good luck.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful.